This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Certainly an organization we are very familiar with and respect, but I don't think we've ever had him on the show before. So I'm looking forward to having him here.
I think this is not only a new guest, but I think it's a builder that we haven't interviewed before. So this will be really exciting.
I agree. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Alicia Sipsey. She's the Director of Marketing with Patrick Malloy Communities. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great
Thank you, Carol, for having me.
You're welcome. I
appreciate you making the time to join us. Alicia, before we get into our conversation, take a quick second to tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that overview of Patrick Malloy Communities, how you serve in the market.
Well, thanks, Todd. I would love to let you know about myself and Patrick Malloy Communities. I am not new to the new home industry. I've worked in the industry since 2002 as a new home sales consultant and a sales manager for various builder groups. Since the new home housing market bounced back beginning in 2011, I represented Edward Andrews Homes and Lennar Homes in sales positions prior to joining Patrick Malloy in 2015.
So talk to us about Patrick Malloy. What makes Patrick Malloy Communities different?
Well, Patrick Malloy, he's a native of Atlanta and he's a third generation builder. When his father passed the torch on to him in the 1990s, Patrick saw a different vision for Patrick Malloy Communities, which started the beginning of building over 4,000 homes.
4,000, just 4,000 homes.
Just 4,000 homes.
So let's talk a little bit about what makes Patrick Malloy Communities different.
Well, Patrick Malloy Communities is different, but they're also the same as what you would expect from a national builder. Patrick Malloy Communities is always on the forefront of trends and home designs, and we build in areas of Atlanta that people like to live, work, and play. We look for land positions where the top-ranking school districts are, and we focus on building in strong job markets.
Alicia, we were talking pre-show about Patrick Malloy Communities and how they were one of the local builders that survived the impending doom of the Great Recession.
Yes, we were.
Why do you think that happened? What was it about Patrick Malloy Communities? What about your philosophy, the way you do business, the way you serve customers that enabled you all to survive and thrive through that great downturn?
Well, that's a great question. And I think one of the things that makes us different, we have the ability to meet our customers' expectations when designing their home. We allow customizations to their home within certain guidelines. For instance, if a homeowner prefers a larger kitchen island, we'll design and deliver it to the homeowner. If the homeowner wants to add a sky view terrace to the upper level of their home, we'll be able to design that and deliver that as well.
I want one of those.
I was supposed to say,
we have them.
Just for the record.
Absolutely, we have them.
That sounds beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about some of your newest communities. What do you have coming out of the ground? And
yeah, where is it? We have Kyle Farm. It's in West Cobb, just 3 miles west of Barrett Parkway. We have 208 home sites of three different products. And we will have a model park of 3 model homes. And we will be opening that model park in February of 2017. However, we are on site now and we are offering pre-opening incentives for the homeowners to take advantage of.
Super exciting. So does that mean they can pick out their lot and pick out their home now? Or do they just get on a waiting list? Or how does that work?
No, we are open for sales and they are able to come in and sit down with our on-site sales consultant, Dee Austin Stamps, and just work with her on finding that perfect plan and the perfect lot. The sales incentive is $25,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That
gets
my
attention.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. $25,000 any way you want it? Towards closing costs? Towards options? Both?
It's towards design center options.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, me like you.
So you said there were 3 product types. Is it single family, townhome, and something else? Or what are the 3 different types?
It is all single family.
Okay.
We have a section where we will be building our ranch floor plans.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then we have an additional section where we'll have our 2-story traditional homes. Mm-hmm. And then the 3rd section will be executive style homes that are on larger home sites.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Cool.
So you've got a little bit of something for everyone.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. All right, Alicia, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right. We're back with Alicia Sipsey, the Director of Marketing with Patrick Malloy Communities. All right. So, Alicia, we just talked about Kyle Farm in West Cobb. I want to talk now about Laurel Canyon, which I believe is a new community in Canton. So tell us all about that.
Well, Laurel Canyon is in Canton, and it's just a few miles outside of the downtown Canton area. And we are currently building in a section of Laurel Canyon called the Horizon. And we will be opening our model home in January of 2017. But again, we have agents on site now ready to greet your homeowners to our community, and they're on site at the clubhouse.
How many lots approximately do you have in Laurel Canyon? I guess, how many opportunities do people have to buy?
The Horizon section, there's a total of 88.
So they've got a little bit of time. They don't have to necessarily jump in their car right now and go, but if they want the best lot selection, they should jump in their car and go now, huh?
Absolutely. We've already written several contracts for that particular section of Laurel Canyon, and we will be in the model home in January 2017. So we invite everyone to come out and see our great product there.
Outstanding. Any features and finishes we should be aware of in Laurel Canyon?
Yes, we are offering Skyview terraces.
Yay.
Because of the mountain views that are offered in that area.
I didn't even think about the mountain views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big seller for us in our homes, and then also outdoor living spaces.
Ooh, I love those.
Me lucky.
Now, I think you mentioned an incentive at Laurel Canyon on the break. What is the incentive if you buy now?
Right now, we are offering $20,000 any way you want it. So you can take it off the price of the house. You can take it off the DC options, the design center options, any way you want it.
Well, I like it that way. That's for sure. You've mentioned the design center several times now. I don't know, Carol, that I would work with a builder that doesn't have a design center because of how that enables you to really understand what you're doing and putting in your house. So tell us a little bit about your design center.
We have a design center that's just off of Atlanta Road, and we have the homeowner come in and meet with our design center manager, Jackie Harris. She spends as much time with them as need be to go through all the selections and the processes of choosing their finishes for their home. So she's just great to work with, and Jackie will take her time with you. And if you need to come back for a second visit, she's always open to that. So
that's nice.
That's lovely. I mean, I wouldn't buy a home without having that.
Well, there's so many options out there. And, you know, I would think that it'd be nice to have someone like Jackie to walk you step by step through it so that you don't have a conservative outside of your house and some crazy modern design inside and colors that don't match.
Right.
I think that's, you know, something that I have to really focus on. And, you know, my current home was easy because it has this very specific style. So I was able to stick with it, but I like lots of different things. So I could see, you know, me sometime in the future needing the help of a designer so I don't do something too eclectic.
Jackie makes it fun and she makes it easy.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you need.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy a house any other way.
So Patrick Malloy seems to be growing at record speed. What can we expect for 2017?
In 2017, we will have two new communities opening. One will be in the Suwannee area, Westcott. It will be a gated community of executive-style homes across from Lambert High School.
Great location.
Yeah, that is a great location.
We also have a new community that we will be opening in 2017, and it's Hillendale and Historic Roswell. Very close proximity to downtown Roswell. We have designed home plans to complement the vibe of Roswell, and we'll have a total of 31 home sites there off of Coleman Road.
So it'll be a nice little intimate gathering.
Yes.
That sounds great.
I'll tell you what, it amazes me how many builders are building in Roswell.
Yeah.
You know, you think Roswell and you think this old established Atlanta neighborhood, you know, community that there wouldn't be any land left.
Right.
But every time I turn around, we're interviewing someone who has found, you know, some nice little tucked away track in Roswell and is building. I just love Roswell. So
I was thinking the same
thing.
So
does everybody else, apparently. Everyone wants to live there.
I think so. I think that speaks to why we keep talking about historic Roswell and proximity to that. So, All right. Well, Alicia, gosh, we covered a lot. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they find you? And where can they learn more about these great communities out of Patrick Malloy?
You can visit us on our website at www.pmcommunities.com or call one of our sales specialists at 770-635-4090.
All right. Alicia Sipsey, Director of Marketing with Patrick Malloy Communities. Great to have you, Alicia. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Carol.
Very welcome.
Pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Alicia Sipsey, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.